Stay in the know on all things Toronto with these highlights from the Toronto Today reporting team this week. Beaches, missing middle apartment project brings housing revelations, city staff say. City Hall reporter Aidan Chamundi tackled the city's missing middle housing when he covered the long, winding and expensive saga of rezoning a city-owned parking lot into an apartment in the Beaches. 222 Spadina. Revitalizing Toronto's Chinatown one market at a time. Deputy editor Eva Zhu looked at how one rookie art market organizer is trying to revitalize the Chinatown Center in a mostly empty neighborhood mall that is on the brink of bankruptcy. Toronto experienced hottest Halloween since 1971, tying heat record. If you thought this Halloween in Toronto felt unseasonably warm, you're not wrong. Toronto Today reporter Catherine Manny wrote about the city tying a heat record from 1971 and what that means in regard to climate change. Christie Street Wine Store wants bus stop moved. Toronto Today's Patrick Kane took a deep dive into a heated argument between a small business owner and the TTC. The owner of an independent wine shop on Christie Street has been campaigning to remove a bus shelter situated steps from the storefront over claims it makes the business less visible. Rats. Toronto named Canada's worst rodent city for third straight year. Toronto once again found itself at the top of Canada's list for the most rat-related calls placed in a single year. Toronto Today reporter Alex Flood spoke to pest control experts who explained why Toronto has such an apparent rat problem. Struggling Toronto shelters brace for winter surge. Toronto Today reporter Alex Gouge spoke to several local shelters about how the charities are prepping for an influx of traffic as cold winter weather looms. At a time when many shelters are already operating close to a crisis level, this planning is more needed than ever. Royal Ontario Museum begins partial demolition of its crystal. The Royal Ontario Museum, ROM, began construction on one of the building's most prominent features, the Michael Lee Chin crystal. Toronto Today detailed how the renovation is part of a project that will see the ground floor exhibits at the ROM become free to the public.